I think over the next week, we'll find out more about where Scott is. The president has been very supportive of his policies and of Scott. He has continued to be able to face one challenge after another. As one thing after another has come up, some of those things are much ado about nothing. Some of them are things that are determined a legitimate evaluation to be able to go through it. There's an ethics board that will do the review that will give that information to the president, and the president will make his decision. The president looked at some of the things that Tom Price did when he was at HHS, made a decision, looked at it, and said, no, you need to go. He looked at so far what Scott has done and said, this is much ado about nothing, and he has kept Scott. So we'll allow the president to be able to make his decision.
Yeah, but what's your gut feeling right now? I mean, what percentage do you think is against him, or I guess what percentage do you think is the chance of him actually not being the EPA administrator in a couple of weeks?
But that's really tough to tell at this point. Quite frankly, the president's still been supportive. At any point the president changes his mind on that one, he won't be the administrator of the EPA. The president continues to remain supportive of him. He will remain. When he goes through the hearings over the next couple of weeks, it's not just this week, but in about 2 weeks he'll be in front of the Senate as well. That will be very, very telling for how he handles the hearings and what happens next and what the questions are and the answers are.
But when you say some of the things about him that have been raised are unjustified, give me an example of one that you think is not justified.
Well, the whole, let me say a couple of things. One is he's been challenged immediately for how much security that he has had around him. He had that level of security because the security at the EPA saw all the threats that were coming at him, both verbally, in writing, in phone calls, the very threatening things that were coming at him in the very beginning. And they said, these are legitimate threats against his life and against his family. We need to increase security. So the initial thing was, he has all this security, and so this is absurd. It wasn't absurd. It was a reasonable amount of security for the threats that were coming at him. So some of those things have become this long story that actually are decisions made by others to be able to help protect him.
If you had to vote today on a committee about his status, you would continue supporting him?
I would, based on the policies and what he's doing and my long-term understanding of Scott and who he has been. The decision really is, the bigger decision is, would the president do it all over again? And that's the bigger issue.